listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. The most visible cop in America is turning in his badge. NYPD Commissioner William J. Bratton says he's retiring next month from his second stint as commissioner of the New York City Police Department. Bratton, who's been in law enforcement for close to a half century, was Mayor de Blasio's highest profile appointment and led the department at a time of unprecedented turmoil between police and communities of color. Joining us now via Skype to talk about the departure and what it means for the city is WNYC's Robert Lewis. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So how big a surprise was this?
Pretty big. Last week, Bratton said he wouldn't stay past Mayor de Blasio's first term, the end of 2017, but there was no indication it would be so soon. Word leaked out only an hour before the mayor formally announced it yesterday. Bratton's replacement chief of department, James O'Neill, apparently got a 16-hour heads up. For his part, the mayor says he's known since early last month that Bratton is going back to the private sector. He'll apparently be a senior managing director and executive chairman at a global consulting firm called Teneo.
And Bratton, you know, came in at a tough time in the city following a major outcry over the department's use of stop and frisk under Mayor Bloomberg and Commissioner Ray Kelly. What has Bratton accomplished in the past 2.5 years?
Well, just to tick off some of the more noticeable changes, Bratton continued rolling back the use of stop and frisk. He revised use of force policies. He added training on de-escalation, and he's been working to bring implicit bias training to officers. He also oversaw the spread of technology. Officers are all now carrying special smartphones. Gunshot detection sensors and this web of video cameras are now widespread throughout the city. And he created, thanks in part to extra officers, special groups to respond to protests, terrorist incidents, and active shooter situations.
But, of course, it hasn't been all smooth, right?
Certainly not. Eric Garner was killed under his watch, Kai Gurley. There were nightly protests for a while. He's also had to attend the funerals of four of his officers gunned down in the line of duty, including two ambushed in their car. And on one side, he's had police reform activists calling for him continuously to be fired. On the other has been the unions accusing his boss, the mayor, of not doing enough to support the police. As if that wasn't enough, a federal corruption probe has ensnared some top NYPD officers, including a few who were charged criminally last month. Now, Bratton says the department is working with the feds on the probe, but still, it's a black eye for the department. And yesterday, the mayor was asked about the timing and the connection to all this turmoil. He says the protests and corruption probe have nothing to do with Commissioner Bratton's decision to leave.
What can you tell us about the man the mayor is moving up to replace Bratton, Chief of Department James O'Neill?
Everyone calls him Jimmy. He grew up in Brooklyn, the East Flatbush neighborhood. He started as a transit cop in 1983 and worked his way up the ranks. He's currently the chief of department, which is the highest ranking uniform officer in the NYPD. Since late 2014, he's really been a visible presence at Bratton's side, this sort of tall, stiff, standing at attention in his uniform during press conferences. And Bratton really credits O'Neill with trying to help mend the relationship between police and community and looking beyond the NYPD to see what other departments are doing.
What does O'Neill's appointment say about the direction of the NYPD?
O'Neill is a Bratton guy. This is someone who the commissioner really elevated and groomed as a successor. It's too early to tell how much the top ranks are going to change, but for the moment, there are indications that O'Neill is going to keep this band together. First Deputy Ben Tucker is going to be staying on in that role. Chief Carlos Gomez, head of patrol, is just going to move up and take O'Neill's job. As for his policing approach, the phrase that was repeated over and over yesterday was neighborhood policing. This is Jimmy's baby. It's the idea that keeping police officers in one neighborhood, freeing them up to interact with the community instead of just answering calls, that will help restore trust. Expect to hear that phrase a lot in the coming months.
And what do you think Bill Bratton's legacy will be?
Well, it's somewhat complicated. Bratton will forever be seen as tied to the broken window style of policing, a belief that aggressively tackling low-level crime will prevent more serious crime. He pioneered the use of data-driven enforcement and a corporate-like approach to policing that really spread across the country. That approach, he and his supporters would say, has led to historically low crime rates. But others say it's also led to over-policing and a drive for numbers that just sent too many people, often young men of color, through the criminal justice system and destroyed police-community relations. In the most recent stint as commissioner, Bratton, is interesting, seemed to try to reconcile these two views, basically saying his approach was so successful had created a peace dividend and that now officers could pull back and be more targeted in their enforcement to improve relations. And I suspect criminologists and sociologists and others will be studying the impact his crime fighting strategies have had for years to come.
WNYC's Robert Lewis. Thanks so much, Robert.
You're welcome.
And today we're asking listeners, if you had the opportunity to choose a police chief for New York City or for any city, what qualities would be important to you? Call us and leave us a message at 8558-MY-WNYC. We may use your answer on the air.